very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Thursday, June 23rd, 2022. This is the Women's Forum. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri. We are standing in for hosts of the Women's Forum, Marvelous Mshanga Nyawiye and Standikile Mshanga.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about striking health professionals in Zimbabwe.
The strike by health professionals, including some nurses and junior doctors, ended day four today, with the indications that the government is making frantic efforts to resolve the industrial action over salaries and allowances. Nurses say they want salaries to be paid in United States dollars following the devaluation of the Zimbabwe dollar.
Zimbabwe's teachers' unions have joined the country's health sector or workers in a strike to demand they be paid in United States dollars instead of local currency, which has sharply declined in value. Most of Zimbabwe's government workers make the equivalent of about $55 a month, a tenth of what they once earned in the country. Columbus Mavunga has this report from Harare.
Since Monday, doctors and nurses in Zimbabwe's public hospitals have been on strike. They are demanding the government review their salaries, which in some cases amount to less than $25 a month.
We are not asking for something that's out of this world. We just want to live a better life. Some of us are married. Some of us have got kids, different responsibilities. So which we with the current salary, we cannot afford.
Patients are being turned away from government-owned hospitals, so are students and public schools, as teachers also want a review of their salaries. Zimbabwe's finance minister says discussions are underway, but held down expectations.
So as government, of course, we are sensitive to the plight of all the civil servants, and we do whatever we can to make sure we can accommodate some of the demands, obviously within the confines of the purse of government, within the budgetary constraints that we face.
Zimbabwe's government has struggled with financial issues for years and had to abandon its own dollar in 2009 because of hyperinflation. The new currency, also called the dollar, was introduced in 2019. Alexander Russell, a politics professor at Africa University in Zimbabwe, blames the government of President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who took power from the late Robert Mugabe in 2017.
If a reflection of a government that is confronted with a delicate balance of incompetence and the low opinion of the people, you know, that's where Mnangagwa's government differs from Mugabe's government. Mugabe had some sensitivities, especially when it comes to issues of civil servants' salaries. You don't just keep quiet when things are like this.
Many Zimbabweans have taken to social media criticizing Mnangagwa, who they say is not taking care of the country's citizens and workers. Columbus Mafunga for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
So there's a lot, Jonga, that is happening in Zimbabwe. We see that here, Columbus Mavunga was reporting on the situation right at home, what's going on. You know, we see that so many of these civil servants are on strike. They need to be paid, according to them, in United States dollars. But go ahead, Jonga.
Yes, sir. But Dr. Paulina Skosana, who is the chairperson of the Health Service Board, only a few nurses and other health professionals are on strike, Gibbs.
Yes.
So in summary, there is no general strike or industrial action. It's just in three hotspots in Mashonaland and West, Chinoy Provincial Hospital, where some health workers have been on and off, and then in Midlands, though it's subsiding, Parinyata Hospital is where they are picketing. They will picket around 8 or 9 and go back to work. So as all other provinces, central hospitals like in Pilo, UBH, in Bucheni, and Chikungunya, their work. I think Harare, initially they were ticketed, so, and they go back to work.
And basically, Dr. Skosana, it seems as if there is an underlying problem here concerning salaries. So can you address that? Can you talk about it?
Well, I think the salaries is basically affects everybody else. And we have been engaging them, and we have submitted to our principal's proposals after engaging the workers.
Do you think this problem is going to be addressed very soon?
It should be. I'm confident.
But indications of that, Dr. Skosana, the government doesn't have foreign currency to pay civil servants, especially nurses and doctors, and we're told doctors have joined as well, yeah.
The meeting we had with the health workers, they didn't insist on US dollar salaries. And actually, what they were pursuing was what we call health-specific allowances. Because the salaries are a whole of government issue. They said their concern is the addressing of health-specific allowances. So that's what we are focusing on.
Yes, it seems as if now the doctors, junior doctors, have actually joined this strike. So what's your take on that?
They have not joined.
We are seeing them addressing meetings there in Mbuyaneanda Hospital and other places. So we assume that they have joined the strike.
Yeah, because the strategy that they are having is that they picket in the morning and go back to work. I'm not sure whether you think people, they are picketing, they are on strike. They picket and then they go back.
So that is Dr. Paulina Skosana of the Health Service Board. He's saying most of these nurses and doctors are not on strike, Chonga. So according to him, you know, there are a few hot spots. That's what he said. Few hot spots in Zimbabwe. So I guess, Chonga, we're joined by our first guest. You can introduce our first guest.
Yes, that's Ms. Chennai Mutambasere, a political analyst and an economist. Welcome to our show, Ms. Mutambasere.
Hello. Hi, guys. Thank you for having me. Good afternoon to your viewers and listeners.
Welcome. Regai nditange ndataura zvatiri kukurukura nhasi nerurimi rwaamai, ndobva ndakupai mubvunzo. Nhasi muchirongwa chemadzimai, chakanangana nezvinosangana nemadzimai, cheLive Talk Women's Roundtable. Tiri kukurukura nezvematambudziko ari munyika tichitarisa kuramwa mabasa kuri kuita vana chiremba nevakoti pamwe nevarairidzi. Kazhinji mutoro unopedzisira waenda kuna amai, ndo vanogona kuti mumba makarwariwa, ndo vanenge vakutarisa murwere kuchipatara hakuna zviriko. Mwana akasaenda kuchikoro, amai ndo vanenge vachiona kuti zvamira sei. Saka tiri kuti tikurukure nezvematambudziko iwawo. Tave nemunyarikani wedu wekutanga muchirongwa chino. Muzvare, ndimai handiti mai Mutambasere.
Ndizvo mai Mutambasere.
Ndizvozvo. Mai Chennai Mutambasere, vanovenyanzvi yezveupfumi uye vachiongororawo zvematongerwo enyika pamwe nekurwira kodzero dzemadzimai, ndovatiinavo muchirongwa. Tatitinzwe kubva kwamuri, let me put it in English for the benefit of Gibbs, who is not educated in Shona. Mr. Mutambasere, what's your take on what is happening in Zimbabwe, looking at the political and economic situation at the moment, including the current settings where nurses and junior doctors are on strike, teachers are on strike, and opposition members, Job Scala and others in prison or in jail, the same with the human rights activist and teachers union leader, Obet Masaraure. What's your take on all what is happening in Zimbabwe?
Zimbabwe is in a situation of being in a boiling, that we are reaching boiling point. We have been, we have gone through so much for so long, and with the continued economic crisis, these are some of the things that we will see. You know, the strikes are a manifestation of the economic crisis, as well as the political crisis, which is what we've been saying all along for the last few years, that until we get to a position of political reform, the economy will always be a sacrifice of what is happening politically.
Tichitarisa nerurimi rwaamai zviri kuitika munyika zvii zvamungataura uye zvinobata madzimai nenzira ipi zvinosiya papi madzimai
takatarisa zvinhu zviri kuitika munyika iko zvino tinoona kuti nyika yava kusvika kuya kwati tinoti hakuchadzokeki maererano nezveupfumi nokuti ukaona vana mazvikokota vemuzvipatara manesi nemadhokta vaakuti isi hatichakwanisi zvatiremera mari dzatiri kubhadharwa hatichakwanisi kana kuti tibhadhare rent hatichakwanisi kana kuti tipe vana chikafu kana chikafu che1 week chaizvo hachibudi pamari inobhadhariswa dhokta kana kuti pamari inobhadhariswa nesi zvakarezvo tichiona futi kuti mupolitics matongerwo enyika tiri kuona kuti varipo pazvigaro iko zvino vari kuramba vachiwedzera kushungurudzika kwenyika apo pavanenge vachiisa vanhu vasina mhosva dzavapara mujere kana kuti vachivaendesa kukoti zvichiramba zvichidaro zvinhu zvese izvozvo zvinoita kuti Zimbabwe irambe iri musituation yairi irambe iri musituation yekutambudzika sezvatiri kuona izvo kana takatarisira kumadzimai madzimai chekutanga muZimbabwe hatisati tava nesituation yekuti madzimai nana baba vanowana zvakafanana panyaya dzemari yavanotambira nemabasa avanoita naizvozvo tinoona kuti mabasa akawanda anenge achiwa iwo kana ari maadministration jobs kana kuti ari macivil servants vanenge vachishanda muhurumende kazhinji kacho mabasa aya haabhadhariswi mari yakawanda asi tinoona zvakare kuti mabasa aya ndiwo anenge achiitwa kazhinji nemadzimai so situation zvairiko zvino tichiona kuti upfumi hwenyika huri kupararira madzimai ndo vanenge vari panguva yakanyanyisa kubatikana zvakare tinoziva isu kutaura kwedu kuti musha mukadzi mukadzi ndiye anotanga kuona kunyanya kana papinda nhamo mumba kuti aone kuti ndingatengesei ndingaiti ndingabatei ndingabata choruviri kuti vana vaone chokudya so vakadzi ndo vanenge vari panguva yakanyanyisa kuoma kuti vaone kuti chii chavangaita kuti vana vadye kuti vana vaende kuchikoro nesituation yekuti mabasa acho nekunyanya kuti hakuna nyange wakada kutengesa vacho vaunotengesera kana ari manesi ari maticha ari madhokta iko zvino pare zvinhu havanawo mari yacho so tinenge tichiona kuti zvinhu zviri kuramba zvichinyanyisa kuramba zvichioma munyika ende mukuoma ikoko vanonyanyisa kuomerwa vakadzi
Gibbs, I think you heard from Miss Mutamba Sere. She just explained that during all these tough times, the person that is hard hit is the mother or the woman of the house. And I think that is what is happening now in the country. As also, you know that most of these workers, affected workers, the nurses, teachers, most of these, the majority are women. Gibbs.
Yes, but I think there are some people, especially ZANU-PF supporters, who are saying all this is just something that is being manufactured by of the opposition. And if you listen to the lady that we're going to slot in right now, who spoke to Ezra Chisa Spanda, you'll be surprised that maybe there are two Zimbabwean women or two distinct people, you know, one in urban areas, the other in rural areas. So let's listen very carefully to what this lady says about her situation in sawmills. You know, it's in Mkuza district where she's a ZANU-PF supporter and she gets everything from the government. So Mrs. Dabaseri, listen to her very carefully. She speaks in Ndebele, but I think you pick one or two things from what she's saying. Here she comes.
Ana ubusuku kanje unjani singapha lapha toyini so meals utho se so meals la
eh thina ke sise so ngepho
ha kunjani la so meals
hayi so meals u right thina
wena ungubani bese
mina ngingu Violet
wo Violet Violet bani
Violet is bani
ha u antwa mata ye uphila njani la
hayi siphila kuhle thina
I resettlement in the
business. Resettlement is part of resettlement.
What's the meaning?
I ask for buying bin.
What pure and jani lendi lewe?
I say pure and jani lapa ama 80s in my sassy thing.
Oh, tala ma 80s.
Eh.
Ushala rubana?
Na shala rubana to ava amgachi ya mbaba.
Oh, nini?
Mbaba unchi ule 2 years wala.
Okay. Kodwa ukuphila njani kodwa wena?
Hayi siphila kuhle.
Akula nto ehluphayo.
Hayi incediswa yihulumende kuwo konke nje ungabe kangaka.
Uyahola.
Hayi asiholi nje because isele silazwe nxa ihulumende singakhaza bayasinika ukudla.
Ubanika ukudla?
Eh.
Okay, kunikwa wonke umuntu odwa ukudla?
Ye, kuyanikwa wonke umuntu.
Oh. Abakhethi ngebandla lephi?
Hayi.
Wena ungaliphi bandla?
Mina ngowezanu.
Ongwezanu? Injani izanu la?
Hayi, izanu i-right esingile.
Abantu bathini naye?
Naye batsho lutho sibambele ngayo izanu nale.
Olubambele ngezanu la?
Yeni.
Avele alinyikinyeki la?
Hayi, asinyikinyeki.
Lethanda.
Lethanda kakhulu. Athi libandla libusayo.
Oh. Bali ngunxa bali kudla.
Iba sinika ukudla sibili, basibusisa. Abantwana bafunda ezikolweni, abanye babhadala ihulumende, abanye amadona nalaba khona.
Amadona abisho nguhulumende?
Yeah.
Uhulumende alincedisa amadona la?
Yeah, amadona abuya.
Kuthiwa yini amadona la abisho nguhulumende?
La madona la amanye aphathana la.
Ubani u-Ada bakhona?
Hayi.
U-USAID?
Yeye.
USAID.
Yeah.
Oh, you saw Hulman delay. USAID. Oh. Okay, le to European Union corner lay.
Ah, I got to have it.
Oh. Okay. So, Lapa was very near Wompum to Salala.
Yeah, Yompum to Shenzi, Papa Poland.
Oh, long, when I went to Lapa Gadu and I went.
Aye, it took a police at Abuliva.
As on Bangaza.
Aye.
What about you in Sangamabu?
Yeah.
Could I remember Lapando is Anla?
Aye, our
is an opaque. Yonkin now lays an opaque.
Yonkin now is an opaque.
Okay. So, Nyawaza, very Lapalia's child, I wish you.
Ah, Nyawaza's child, which is Evangel Bussard.
Oh, you want Lenbusa? If you don't know, you couldn't make it to Lenbusa. That's a little busa. That's a
little busa. At
a poom.
Aye, so the poom.
So now they have voted without two of you, Moon.
Aye, sitting high in
the Uban match.
Can't you attest to see who have a Mlanga?
Your opposition banning Kokelia was to go over. But in Banner opposite, I lease over.
Ah, baba kona sabaphela sabangena la kokuzana.
Okay, ngithi wena baba ntsalo baba mnanga kukhona abantu.
Hayi,
azakeli bazwe. Alibazi vele.
Hayi vele angibazi.
Azabe khulumela ngabo la.
Hayi.
U-MP wenu bani?
Uphetho kha ngolishathi.
Oh, Richard Moyo.
Mhm.
Wenza kuhle lapho moya esigabeni.
Hayi, enza kuhle sele.
Mhm. Ngiyamthanda.
Ah, siyamthanda.
Okay, inkomo siyaziphiwa nibengezele lasifila
lo. Hayi, inkomo saziphiwa ngamasi ngena kwaphana. Kuma 80s saphiwa ama izinkomo abanye bathola sibili. Abanye njalo baphima nathaphe 10 izinkomo abazithenga sibili. Ukuthi indawo yethu yankomo ziyafa. Azithi right.
Okay. No, hayi, ulimile lonyaka bunjani indlala?
Hayi, silimile khonoko ukudla sikutholile.
Okay. Impombili lazo labamanzi agcwele.
Kakhulu. Biko sesithi hayi siphambili ebandleni kusasa.
Hayi ngiyakuzwa. No, ngiyabonga kakhulu isikhathi sakho. Ufisela inhlanhla.
Okay. Right, Jonga. This is a very classic interview that was done by Ezra Chisa with this senior Zimbabwean citizen.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently what she's saying is that in sawmills, they get a lot of support from ZANU-PF, unlike maybe what other people are experiencing, like nurses, like doctors, and others. They've got everything from ZANU-PF. So they are well provided for by the government,
mm-hmm.
and they believe that at the end of the day, this government should be in power until donkeys have got horns. So he says, forget about the opposition, forget about some of those people who talk a lot of things that they don't even know. So she's of the opinion that at the end of the day, even ZANU-PF is going to win the next year's elections. So whatever people are saying, says just forget about it. They were given cows by, you know, by the government. Now they are hating their own cattle and all those kind of things. So at the end of the day, these are issues that are coming out. You know, as she says, she's a woman, she's widowed, but at the end of the day, she's well catered for. Joke.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs kuti wakwanisa kunge uchitipa video iyoyo tichinzwa zviri kuitika kune mamwe matunhu. Dunhu rinonzi Sawmills riri kupiri Gibbs?
It is in Matabele North.
Matabele
in
North.
The, yeah, in the Pupi area, near the border with the Cholocho, I guess.
Okay.
So it's a very used place. It used to have a lot of timber and maybe it has been overexploited and
so that's where it derived the name from the timber sawmills.
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
So, you know, this is an area where we used to have a lot of timbering, you know, lumbering, sorry. So at the end of the day, people were sort of like self-sufficient.
And, okay.
But now I believe that the government then recycled some people, gave them a certain head of cattle to start with. And they're going somewhere now with it. So compared to people that are in neighbor areas, some are now toying, demanding salaries and all these kind of things in US dollars. You know, it becomes something like you've got two Zimbabwe situations here.
Mm-hmm.
One where people are demanding dollars and stuff like that in US dollars. And then we've got and others who are saying, no. The country is in doldrums here. There's a problem. So maybe you can address that, Joko. What do you think?
Okay, yeah, you can go ahead, Ms. Mutambasere.
Okay, so you touch on Ndotaura Nichishona Kanot Nichirong.
I think you say English, as I said, Gibbs Alajga school fees, Yeshona.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think you touch on a lot of very important points there. And the first one I'll start with is that one you mentioned in passing of self-sufficiency. So we have a situation whereby the current government, for all intents and purposes, is very good at taking away and crippling the economy. Once the economy is crippled, they rely on the people's hunger to go and spoon-feed them. So for a little while, that woman who was on the video might be saying, today we were given cows, then next week they might be given rice, then next week they might get cooking oil. But that is not a functioning, those are not the precepts of a functioning economy. Such an economy creates a dependency syndrome. It takes away the independence and the empowerment of the people to generate their own wealth. And that is the sort of wealth that you are then able to pass on even to generations. You know, we can't have, if my great-grandmother has to go and rely on being spoon-fed by the government when they feel like it, and then I do the same and my children do the same, we have killed the economy. That is not an economy. That is a dependency syndrome. So they starve you, and after you have starved, they rely on your hunger to come to them with a begging bowl, and you get some cows or you get some milky meal or whatever it is every now and again. That is inadequate. What also happens, you mentioned that they were given some cattle at some point. Currently, do you know that Zimbabwe can no longer produce its own milk? For us to get a milk production, we have to import certain things and we can no longer afford them. This is why the price of milk in Zimbabwe is so expensive. I've seen people on social media talking about Cremora and comparing the South Africa Cremora and the Zimbabwe Cremora. We should not even be using Cremora as part of a daily healthy diet. These are things, supplements that we're starting to use because our economy is so crippled that we cannot produce milk.
Mm.
So, and then when you then come to the idea of, do we have two different Zimbabweans? Do we have a Zimbabwe that is poor and a Zimbabwe that is doing well? I don't believe that to be the case. But what we might have is a Zimbabwe that is awakened and conscientized as to why we are finding our situation in the way that we are. And another Zimbabwe that is perhaps being hoodwinked through government propaganda and other such activities so that they're made to believe that things might be okay, or it's the opposition that is causing all these things. It's a matter of understanding. It's a matter of knowledge and conscientization. I still believe that even that woman, that if they ever require medical interventions, they will still struggle the same way that someone in the opposition is struggling. Because when it comes to things like access to healthcare, you know, it affects us all the same. It doesn't matter that you are being given, you're stealing COVID funds and you're a teacher. At the end of the day, if the economy or the country is in health crisis, it's bound to affect each and every one of us. So I don't really think that Zimbabwe no longer has the luxury of the haves and the have-nots, you know. I have highlighted in previous discussions, even when you look at the health in terms of we are having a lot of statistics of cancers, for example, in young people, those that are below the age of 50. And those are some of the indicators of what is going wrong in the economy. You know, we should never settle for the fact that a lot of people under the age of 50 are suffering from cancers. This is actually an example of what can go wrong when we do not have good and substantial public health policies. So I would only dispute the fact that there are two Zimbabweans. Anyone who thinks that there is a Zimbabwe that is still have haves and have-nots is under false pretense. There is no such thing. Zimbabwe, we are all poor. As long as you are a Zimbabwean, even if you have $1 million under your bed, you are still affected by the poverty that is being inflicted on the people of Zimbabwe by this current government. You might not be aware, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. We've got now Mrs. Papura Kwangwara and Mr. Faswa Matinenga. So let's start with you, Papura Kwangwara. Welcome to the program. Sawamgela Kuhlelo Ma. Papura Kwangwara, how are you? I think she cannot
hear you, I think. And
maybe try from that end.
Yes, Magadi Mai Kwangwara. I don't think she's able to.
Yeah, I think maybe she's using these wireless
headphones.
Headphones, they always cut off audio.
Okay.
So maybe she can take them off. And then
I'm trying to give her a sign.
Yeah, okay, I'll write to her and tell her to take them off.
Okay. Aragai chins gokuna Muzare Matinenga. Tino gamchira mchirongwa Muzare Matinenga. Murugutin zwa here?
Yes, I think she had put go ahead, Matinenga.
Yes. Tiskuanzwa Muzare Matinenga.
Matinenga, how are you?
Siripo Magadi,
now we can hear you.
Tiskuanzwa, how are things?
Things are good over here.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, good.
Thank you so much. Tirikukurukura nenyaya ye zvirikuitika muZimbabwe kuti zvinobata sei madzimai, how it affects women. And as we were discussing before, most of the political violence, the strikes, the economic hardships, they end up affecting women. What's your take on what is happening in the country at the moment?
Zvikuru icho kwari kuti zvobitika munyika zvokushunikurudza madzimai kunyanya. Ukatarisa se ndichitoro kune mazwi yemunhu yevanga vachitaura before me. Ukatarisa strikes yaitika iyi. Iri kuoneka kuti mahospitals right now apasisina madoctors kana manurses ari kukwanisa kubatsira madzimai. Saka if you think of my issues re kuti maternity, madzimai ari kubatsirwa. This is a very critical situation. Iri kutoda kuti zvine chi we have to have our doctors. So nyaya ye strike yemadzi yemadoctors inofanira kuprioritizewa. Hurumende tanga tichikumbira kuti zvine chi ione this strike yemadzimai kuti vana nemadzimai vakwanise kuwane so they get the medical aid and support that they need, especially during childbirth. This is a very critical issue, and it's something that is very concerning munhuwese. Not only that, tikona kuti mari aiskuwanika. Saka semudzimai unongoshida kuti vana vadye, kuti vana vaende kuchikoro, but mari yachona iri kunzi ndiyo yose zvakanzi madoctors andazvikanzi ari kupiwa 100%. But 0 out of 0 is equal to 0. So you can imagine kuti kana doctor chai chai ari kupiwa 100% increase. What more if you're looking at mudzimai pamwe arungorima opamba asina zvakawanda. Saka tanga ndizvo zvinhu zvachina zvatinoti zvonichi nyika yapara. nyika yaparara nokuti madzimai hatichakwanisa kuriritira miri our families hatichakwanisa kuvimama basic commodities chaiyo chaiyo like healthcare, access to water. Right now we are living in a climate change where climate change is affecting all aspects of our lives. So, you know, kana kusina mvura, kana kusina vanhu vasinga kwanisa kuwana mari ya fertilizer, kana mari ya cement, mura kuti mudzimai adye chii.
Asi tinonzwa muri kutsanangura kudai paitwa izvi. Tinonzwa hurumende iri kuita zvakawanda kwazvo zvairi kuti iri kuita ichibatsira vanhu zvikuru madzimai. Hamusi kubatsira. Tanzwa mai vanga vachitaura pavhidhiyo iyi yatabva kuplay, handifunga handizive kana mamati mavepo. Vanga vachitaura kuti tiri kubatsirwa, tinopiwa mombe dzekuti titange nadzo urongwa hwekuchengeta mombe kumareserva. Vakapiwa munda kumapurazi kwavari kunonzi kusaw mills. Vanopiwa mbeu nezvekurimisa nezvese zvii zvimwe zvamungati dai zvawedzerwa nehurumende.
Saka madzimai manganiwa yaari kupiwa, because kana uchitaura nyika yese uri kutarisa nyika yese. Saka kana vangori a group of people yokuti vari kuallocate certain individuals akusi kubatsira madzimai, and tikuda kuti vadzimai vese vaitwe empowered. Saka even kana uchigara kumaruwa kana uchigara kutown, unofanira uchikwanisa uchiriritira mhuri yako. Asi kana uri kutarisa kuti jimbo yakati kana kuti paprogramu yakati yangobenefita certain individuals, hakusi kubenefita madzimai eruzhinji enyika. Madzimai akawanda emuZimbabwe ari kucomplaina kuti hatusi kukwanisa, tiri kutadza hurumende dei yachinja. Yaita zvinhu zvinobatika kuti mudzimai wese panenge taita neven kana akaisaita mombe akashaya mombe paprogram, chaanenge adecida kuti chaaruda kuita ichocho icho ndo chinokwanisa kumuriritira.
Thank you so much. We are still trying to bring in ZANU-PF members so that they participate in this discussion. And Gibbs, go ahead. We can't hear you, Gibbs.
Well, I'd just like to get Barbara Kwangwara.
Okay.
I think she will join us shortly. But once she joins us, maybe let me go back to Tafazwa. It seems as if Tafazwa, like the question that I posed, even to deny Muntamba said it was, you know, there are some people in rural areas who don't believe in all these things that you are saying. So, like, they are saying, you know what, ZANU-PF is doing everything for us. Matinenga and others, you are just saying your own things. So how do you respond to such a situation, Matinenga?
Saka ini ndosaka ndabvunza kuti zvanechi muri kutaura kuti jimbo dzipi. Not kana muchita pick pocket certain areas and then you think that it resembles the whole entire community. Hamusi kutaura chokwadi. Nokuti makatarisa madzima, even kana hurumende yakaenda pajimbo ichiti iri kupa vanhu mombe. Iri kupa vanhu mombe vese here vari mujimbo imomo varuda kubatsirwa. Kana kuti vakanhonga vashoma. Saka izvozvo kana tichitarisa matambudziko emadzimai, even mudzimai anokwanisa kuenda kuchipatara nhasi, kana akwanisa kuenda chipatara nhasi, hazvirevi kuti mudzimai wese ane that access. Ndizvo zvinhu zvatiri kutishungurudza, nokuti hurumende iri kutadza kubatsira madzimai ese ekuti vakwanise kuita zvavanoita.
Can you say this in English now? You know, there's this kind of difference between maybe urban and rural women to a certain extent, right? So because there's some who are saying, you know, we benefit a lot from ZANU-PF, but these other guys in urban areas are saying their own things, and those even overseas. How do you respond to that?
Absolutely. So I think like when you look at someone even in the urban area who is unable to be empowered or to find a job, you know, you go into the rural area, whether you finished your education, but there's no job, and you try by other means to be self-sufficient, but you're in a position where you're waiting, you know, you don't even have access to these resources which the government is saying. So we are saying that the government, that the economy needs to be in a state where it is stable enough so that whatever decision, whatever choice you make, that this is the way I want to be able to, that is the way that can be able to bring income in my family. Mm-hmm. It should be a way that is able to give you income and to do the things that you need. But unfortunately, the government only focuses on individuals or certain communities and not empowering the entire community so that they can be able to do what they're supposed to be doing so that we can have an empowered woman. And most of the women, and we have like issues of healthcare. That's a development issue. Issues of water access. That's a development issue. Even political, even violence in itself, where women don't even feel safe. There's a huge rampant of violent robberies all over in the rural areas and in the city. That's an economic cry from citizens who are now going to all these means instead of looking for jobs where they can be able to sustain their families.
Thank you very much. Now let's talk to Barbara Gwangwara. I think maybe she can hear me now. I don't know whether Barbara can hear me. Barbara, can you hear me? Hello, Barbara. Uyangizwa? Yokanyazanigisile problem like kunapana kutike. Simchayela ucingo.
I think you can bring your own on the phone. Then she can contribute through that.
Yeah, okay. So let me just bring it right now.
Yes.
I can see she's trying to
adjust with us
as well.
Yes.
Okay.
And we are also trying to bring in Mrs. Tatenda Maziro.
As well.
Yes.
Who we are going to connect very shortly.
Mm-hmm.
So here, Barbara, here she comes. Maybe you can hear from this end. So, sorry, Barbara, I think we have a very bad connection there. So, how are you doing?
Yeah, hi. You are good.
Yes, Yaguza, we are Sizwa.
Yes, when I Yaguza, I was going to be a little bit
of a Yaguza. Yeah, I was going to be a little bit. So, I was telling you, I was going to be a little bit of a Yaguza. I was going to be a little bit of a Yaguza. I was going to be a little bit of a Yaguza. I was going to be a little bit of a Yaguza. So, when I was going to be a little bit of
okay, nyabonga Gibbs oqala ngithanda ukubingelela imbuli yonke yeZimbabwe emagumbini amane wonke omhlaba. Ngibonga ithuba leli onginike lona Gibbs Studio 7. Into eyenzakalayo le eyaba amanesi labodokotela abastrike leyo. Mina I think ngiyayisapota kakhulu. Ukuthi abantu laba sebekhale kakhulu uhulumende uvele kajengisela ukuba lendaba laba omongikazi labo odokotela ihulumende liyayanyisa Gibbs yazi ukuthi nangikwazi ukuthi uhulumende lo uhulumende onjani onganakekeli izisebenzi zakhe ayisibo bodwa laba odokotela kodwa namhla sikhuluma ngabodokotela labo omongikazi. Ngithe ngikhangela ama-demands abo izinto abazifunayo Gibbs bathi bafuna itolo elingange $840 yazi kuyazwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu. Nxa ngikhangele mina lapha engikhona lapha e-England yimali engiyithola ngeviki i-one week salary yami abayifuna ngenyanga and nxa ngikhangele mina ama-demands abo they are just ama-demands abo asiwo ma-demands okuhlanya ngama-demands umuntu okhalela i-poverty data linked wages okuhambelana lalokho okwenzakala umumo womkhonomi uhulumende kulokuthi abanike lokho abakukhalelayo sibona efaka amapholisa ukuthi abachaye okuyinto ezwisa ubuhlungu okuyinto eyangisayo kakhulu ngoba ama-photos lawa ahamba atholakala yonke ndawo esikuthi ngesikhiwa they go viral. Ayabo akula ukuthi uhulumente uzaphikise sithini ukuthi athi ngamanga abantu nxa bedemonstrator Gibbs lilungelo labo elikhona esisekelweni sombuso balelungelo lokudemonstrate, balelungelo lokustrike, balelungelo lokutshengisela ukuthi bona abathabanga employer wabo, ongu employer wabo onguhulumende. Sibona uhulumende osephelelwe kips ongazi ukuthi khona indaba zezisebenzi zibanjwa njani. Kungazwa kuthiwa kuyahlalwa phansi kips, akukhona into ephumayo. Kodwa sibona uhulumende ofuna ukunika izisebenzi i-bond kumbe ithi RTGS leyo, kodwa bona behola ama-US dollar, izinto zabo zonke bayenza ngama-US dollars. Sibona uhulumende ongekho fair, uhulumende o-selfish, ongalandaba lokuthi abantu baphila njani kips. Sesibuya ebantwini abezanu laba abasupporters awezanu athi bona bathola yonke into uzanu. Aphi mavinkili kumbe izitolo ziphi abathenga kizo ezishiyene labanye abantu bonke? Ichukela sithenga ndawonye, impuphu bathenga ndawonye, amafutha ndawonye. Angaze mbone mina izitolo zezanu izitolo zinikwa abantu mahara from mhlaka 1 kusiyafika mhlaka 31. Okuyizinto kona kwabakunikwayo nxa sokusiya kuma-elections benikwa amankomishi angu-2 awerayisi, bayanikwa inhlanyelo, banikwe lokhu. Izinto abamele ukuthi ngabazithengela kona ngemali zabo nxa bengalima bathengise banikwe imali ethengayo. Aso life lo, aso mpilo leyo ukuthi khona uhulumende uyaholisa abantu ukudla. Isayin yokwehluleka leyo kips. Angikaze mbona ilizwe elizigqaja ngokunika abantu balo isinkwa. Kwasibanika ukudla. Angikaze ngubone lokhana. Kuyazi ukuthi kuyazwisa ubuhlungu. And la bantu abadefend izanu PF ngiyadinga ngiswele ukuthi sibili ekhanda lapha uright na kumbe badefende ngenxa yokuthi labo they are part of the oppressive system. Bayadla nezanu kodwa abanye uthole ukuthi izixobo zabo ezinye ziyakhawula khonale eZimbabwe.
Ye, kodwa bakhona abanye abathi bathola inkomo, bathola ke inhlanyelo, bathola lokunye lokudla futhi yikho bakufunayo. Ikakhulu ugogo esikhuluma lawo eSawmills uthi hani leli ukhulumayo vele uyazikhulumela. Ungamphendula usithini?
Ukungazi gives us to ukungazi kufana lokufa. Yazi ukuthi ungadubeka kakhulu, ugcina ubone ngazani umuntu angakunika okuyingcosana uyathi kungcono. Mina I'm a veteran trade unionist, Gibbs. I'm talking from a point of ilokhu ze informed point of view. Ngiyakwazi izinto lezi ngiyazayo. Ungancindezelwa kakhulu, uyagcina usebenzisa i-phrase leyo kuthiwa at least is better. At least is better mina kayikho ku-vocabulary yami, kayikho ku-vocabulary yama trade unionist. Kumele umuntu aphiwe uholo lwakhe, ngiyenelise ukuthi ngithengele umama wami inhlanyelo, ngimthengele isinkwa, ngimthengele umama wami alime, athengise izinto zakhe e-GMB, anikwe i-check yakhe, abuye athenge isifuyo zakhe ngemali yakhe. Nothi lokho kokubanjwa amehlo ukuthi after every 5 years yikho lapho umuntu azabuya khona esezokunika 4 years zonke lezi 4 years, 9 months, 4 years, 10 months. Uyakuhawula abantu behawula gibs. Uyazi thina yithi esesi-subsidiza abantu ngekhaya thina abantu abasediaspora. Nga ubusuzibuza ukuthi nga akula diaspora nga ilizwe leZimbabwe nga kunjani?
Yes, yakuzwa kakhulu ke Barbara Gwagwara wabe khonapho ungayikhatshana mam. Siyabuya kuwe. So, as we had, you know, Choga.
Yes.
She's really saying, you know, the life that some people are leading right now, and those ZANU-PF activists that are saying they're getting everything from ZANU-PF. She's saying that's the worst way of getting, you know, things. Like mm-hmm. You get food today, you get some freebies tomorrow. That's not the way of life. But people should be capacitated to actually have this kind of thing, to say they can buy something for their families instead of being entirely dependent government. Mm-hmm. So she's condemning what some of these ZANU-PF activists are saying, especially Ukoko, who are saying, you know what, I'm getting everything, you know, from the government. So maybe we've got Tetatenda Matsiro. I think she's traveling, but maybe she's parking her car for a moment.
Okay,
so
I think
for a moment, there she is.
I can see her, but the lighting is a bit poor. People will be asking, which Tetatenda is this? The one we know, because they can't make up your face. But welcome to our show, Ms. Matsiro. I can't hear you.
Just hold on, Kongwara, hold on. Let's try to talk to Tendai Madzira. Tendai, can you hear us? She can hear us, but
her mic can't is hear you.
Can you cut and come back, Tatenda?
All right, she can maybe check your mic. Is it
on? No, her microphone is okay. I think she's got some connectivity issue there.
Okay.
So can you cut out and come back, Tatenda? In the meantime, let's have Chennai. Quiet with Chennai.
Okay, Mr. Mtambasere, while we wait for Ms. Madziro to reconnect, what's your take on what Ms. Gwangwara just said and the other speakers?
Yeah, can you adjust your camera a little bit so that you cut the
Can you see me now?
Yes, we can see you clearly, yes.
Quiet. Sorry, I was slouching in my chair.
No,
so, I mean, I can only but agree with everything that that Barbara was saying there, that you know, we need to focus on capacitating the country, capacitating the economy, and not to have a few people that rely on government handouts to survive. I come back to my point, which I said that, you know, the thing with the poverty, you know, you might have a ZANU-PF handout, but you still are going to drive on the same bad roads. You might get a handout, but you're still affected by the fact that we have a very poor water supply or electricity supply. It still matters to you when you try to connect and you can't get through on your Wi-Fi or whatever, you know. So everything affects you. You're still affected if there's no more, if all the doctors, at the moment we have a high brain drain. You know, those doctors that we are seeing that are on strike and the nurses that are on strike, those are our heroes. Because a lot of other doctors and nurses, they have left the country. There is a high demand worldwide on their profession, on doctors and nurses. And it won't matter that you are a ZANU-PF beneficiary. When you need a doctor, you need a doctor. When you need hospital access, you need hospital access. When you need access to medicine, you just need access to medicine. And we know that those things, they affect every one of us the same. So regardless of, you know, we can come here. In fact, I would have liked to have had a conversation with that lady in Sawmill to say to you, okay, so right now, how old are you? What are you currently doing right at the moment in life? How are you gaining your income? Because really, maybe she should be a pensioner. She should be retired and enjoying the fruits of her labor. Mm-hmm. But in Zimbabwe, we have the setup where even our pensioners, to their grave, they'll still be looking, especially female pensioners. Not only are they trying to make money, they are also being burdened with looking after their children and grandchildren. Because we have an economy that is not empowering its citizens in the way of becoming economically independent.
Thank you.
You know, we do not have our individual freedoms in that regard.
Thank you so much, Ms. Mtambasere. Regai tinzwe, kuna Amai Tendai Madziro. Ndofunga vava kutinzwa. Amai Madziro, welcome to our show. Timurugu tinzwa ere. What is going on? Ms. Mtambasere, can you hear Ms. Madziro?
No.
You can't hear. We don't know what is going on. Mamboisa, my headphones here. Maybe if you have headphones, maybe you can try using headphones. Yes. Yes, now we can hear you. Thank you.
Okay, probably it was the headphones.
Okay, yeah. And if you go piwaku opekunzi chimbovunza nyaya ma headphones. Thank you so much for coming in.
Right.
Now we are joined by Ms. Tatenda Madziro from Women's Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence. You heard what these other women were saying, and it's like almost everyone is pointing a finger at the failure by the government to make things work. What's your take here?
I also agree that it's a failure of the government, because I think nurses as duty bearers, they also have to be paid by the government, because it's just an issue of them being paid. Aside from being paid, they're actually committed to do the work that they say they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I totally agree that the government is to blame for this, because all they want, it's just simple, a normal wage that will also allow them to take care of their families while they're also taking care of patients in hospitals. So, yes, I totally agree to that. It's just a simple gesture for them to also pay the people that are offering a service. And it's been long whilst they were giving their service without being given a normal remuneration. And also considering that their price hikes at the moment, they should also be considered because they also have families to take care of and also themselves to also take care of themselves, because the work that they do is also traumatizing enough and also has a lot of mental issues involved. They also have to take care of themselves outside the workspace, and that needs money. And when the government does not pay them, it becomes problematic, because what do they want them to do? They work night shifts and they don't even have at least ample time, even if they were forced to do extra work, like side hustles or something of that sort. They don't even have time to do that. Because if I work night shift, it means during the day I must sleep because I need to rest. So where do they get extra money to pamper themselves? It means the government has to pay them because they're doing enough for it.
Ndokumbira mungodzokorora neshona mashoko amataura iwayo muchidimbo kuti zvii zvamataura.
Inini muchishona murimi ramai, ndinoti zvechokwadi, the government tinoiblame kana kuti tinoipa mhosva kuburikidza nezviri kuitwa, mademonstrations ari kuitwa, because zviri kudiwa nana utsanana nemanesi edu zvidiki, vari kungoda kubhadharwa basa ravari kushanda, because harisingori basa chete, they also have families to take care of. Saka izvi zvinotikoshera kuti government yedu inge ichibhadhara manesi aya sezvavanofanira kunge vachiwana kuti vagokwanisa kuchengetawo mhuri dzavo, nekuti pamusoro pebasa vanofanirawo zvakare kuzvichengetedza pfungwa dzavo, nekuti basa ravo fungai zvavanosangana nazvo zvatinenge tatadza isu kuchengeta kumba tinovaendesera anditi varwere vatinenge tati ava zvaakuda chipatara. And vanosangana nevanhu ivavo, vasangana nevanhu ivavo, vanondo avauye kupasa mahara ka vanobhadharawo matransport ekuti vange vachiendeko. Vari kupasa zvakare vanodya, vanoda lunch. Saka hazvireve chinhu kana nesi achienda kubasa oshandira mari yebhasi nemari yekuti adye lunch, komuri yasara kumba, plus ari haachemberi ariko kwabasa ka, anodawo pake pekugara, anodawo mota yekufamba kune kufamba kwenguva. Vanozvitenga sei kana mari yacho isingakwani? Saka tinoti hurumende ngaiedze nepainogona kuti inge ichipa vanhu ava mari inokwana kuti zveupenyu hwavo hunge huriwo upenyu hwevanhu vari kuendawo kubasa sevamwe vese vari kuenda kumabasa kumativi mana enyika.
Thank you very much and hold on there. So let's bring in Tafaso Matimnenga, then we'll go to Barbara Kwangwala. Just briefly, your last word, Miss Matimnenga, your last word.
Thank you. I think what is important that people, that the government knows that it is supposed to be empowering an entire community and it develop the country. What is at stake and what it has failed to do is to develop the country. And what it is focused on on small individuals. Instead of focusing on the healthcare, it is focusing on its on the board of directors. Instead of focusing on an entire community for development, where the roads get developed, where people have access to water, it is talking about ndapa ningi ningi mombe. Do your problem this is a corrupt system. The country needs to be developed where vanhu kadzi munhu wese wemunyika anokwanisa kuzviriritira. Haumirire musi unoya mombe kana maseeds okuti wotaura kuti izvo ndicho hurumende yakanaka.
Asi ndikubatei muromo muzvare Matinenga. Vakuru vanoti dzidzisa munhu kuraura pane kuti umupe hove. Give someone a fishing rod instead of giving her or him fish. Zviri kutwa nehurumende handizvo zvekuti iri kupa. The government is giving people fishing rods to fish for themselves. If they want to keep the fish that they catch and do projects with the fish, like fisheries and all that, it's up to them. Instead of the government bringing them dead fish just to have a meal, one meal, and then that's that.
But ndo patsvukutaura kuti iri kupa vanani. Nokuti kana ichipa vanhu, the whole community should benefit. But vanhu vari kuti hatisi kubhenefita nokuti vari kupa only specific individuals. Kana tichitaura development mucommunity, community yese inofanira kudevelop. Ndosaka uchizoona kuti even vakauya nemombe maroads haana kugadzirwa, vana vahazi kuenda kuchikoro, mvura hapana, is because avana hanya ne community, yes, vangori interested in 1, 2, 3, 4 instead of the entire community. They vachikurudzira kuti zvonzi munhu wese apuwe shanduko yekuti inobata munhu wese arimo mumusha imomo. Tingadai tiri kutaura panyaya asi nekuti vana muZimbabwe vana kunyanya madzimai vachiri kutambura nanhasi vanotadza kuenda muchipatara asi vari kutaura kuzvonishi ndakapa mombe nhingi nanhingi.
Thank you very much, Chennai. Let's bring in Barbara Kwangwara. So Barbara, in your conclusion here about what is going on in Zimbabwe, do you think there is a very easy solution to what is happening? Like, what can be done?
Thank you so much. I think what needs to be done, Gibbs, is that can you hear me?
Yes. Very clear.
Yes. The ZANU-PF government needs to do electoral reforms. All the reforms that are pending, they have to be implemented so that we have a free and fair election. That's going to usher a new government. Because what we know very well, vividly, is that ZANU-PF has never won an election. ZANU-PF is known with their shenanigans.
But they will tell you that they're always winning. They're always winning, according to them.
Because they are in power, Gibbs, you can't do anything. Everything is captured. The courts are captured. The ZEC is captured. It's not independent. As long as we are not having a Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, a commission that is independent, then, it will be very, very difficult for ZANU-PF to relinquish power, even if they lose election. We know, everyone knows, ZANU-PF has always been losing elections. They're taking advantage of the power that they have. That's why you see if people complain, they are beaten. Why do you beat people that are complaining? Why do you beat people that have gathered to demand what they are supposed to do?
Maybe that's the reason why Koko Insomils is saying, ZANU-PF will be there for good forever, So you're just wasting your time, according to her.
It's unfortunate. If you find that Gogo, you'll find Kuti, the 95% of what she's eating is she's being fed by the Sun or the Muzugulu who is in South Africa. And then look at the conditions that these people are living in. This Gogo Gibbs, she's breaking. It's unfortunate. I feel sorry for her. She might be breaking, but this is not the Zimbabwe that we want. If the elderly are to be looked after by the government, it has to be every elderly. ZANU-PF should not discriminate. Everyone who deserves to be looked after by social welfare should be able to be looked after. The disabled, the unemployed, the elderly, you name them. Like we see, here in the UK, everyone who deserves to be looked after by the government is being looked after by the government without any discrimination. They don't even look where you come from. They don't even look at your skin color. Everyone is treated equal. This is the kind of the government that we are yearning for. We are yearning for an egalitarian society where everyone will be equal.
On that note, Barbara, we wish to end our show today. We thank our guest this evening, Mrs. Barbara Kwangwara. She's a veteran trade unionist and CCC supporter or member. Then we've got Tafaso Matinenga, a political analyst based in USA. We also had Chennai Mutamba Sere, who is an independent economic and political analyst. We also want to say thank you to Tatenda Matsiro of the Women's Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence. And thank you all those that were following us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, DC, saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri. Good night.
Good night.